أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قلنا لك إن ربك أحاط بالناس وما جعلنا الرؤيا التي أريناك إلا فتنة للناس والشجرة الملعونة في القرآن ونخوفهم فما يزيدهم إلا طغيانا كبيرا. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 60 of Surah Bani Israel. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about definitely every city, every town, every dwelling, every part of this earth actually is going to be destroyed. And then Allah also spoke about the demands of the Quraysh of Makkah, why it was not fulfilled. People of the past asked for the miracles, Allah sent them down, yet they had not brought iman. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about two very important aspects that were miraculous, one of the past, one in the future, and yet people didn't bring iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The surah had begun with Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylam minal masjid al-haram ilal masjid al-aqsa, the Isra and the Mi'raj of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes reference to that. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لَكَ, and remember the time when our Rabb Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ أَحَاطَ بِالنَّاسِ. Certainly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has encompassed mankind. One, with the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. Allah knows the details of every human being that was born, is born, will be born, that is living, was living, will be living. Allah has every knowledge of every detail of every individual. So Allah has made this ihata. Allah has encompassed, Allah has full knowledge of everyone. And then of course, it is Allah's Qudrat, it is Allah's Majesty, that Allah has encompassed everyone, and all of us are in need of that Majesty, and that Qudrat and greatness of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الرُّؤْيَا أَلَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ, and we did not make that scene that which we had shown you. What scene is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaking over here? That is that Mi'raj. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traversed, he traveled from Makkah Mukarramah to Al-Aqsa. From Al-Aqsa, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken through the seven heavens. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Sidratul Muntaha. He went to the Arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And obviously Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had witnessed. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had witnessed many aspects with regards to what he had seen, and the Qudrat, the Ajaib of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and all of that. So we did not make that scene which we showed you, illa fitnatan linnas, but it was a trial for mankind. The people of Makkah Mukarramah, right there, those who had brought iman, Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, without the slightest hesitation, accepted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying with regards to this journey, and other sahaba. On the other hand, we found that the Quraysh of Makkah, for them it was ajaib, for them it was something that was wondrous, marvelous. Even after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Makkah Mukarramah, they asked for signs. He described Masjidul Aqsa, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the caravan that was on its way to Makkah that lost the camel. All of that was reconfirmed, reaffirmed by the people. But the disbelievers did not bring iman. So this was a great fitna, this was a great trial that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had put. For the believers, their iman became stronger. For the disbelievers, they still refused to accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So why then ask, and why then demand for other miracles, when the miracle was right here in front of you? وَالشَّجَرَةَ الْمَلْعُونَةَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. And similarly, the scene of the Shajarat al-Mal'una. Shajarat al-Mal'una actually will refer to the cursed tree. which Allah Ta'ala speaks about in Surah As-Saffat, and of course in Surah Waqi'ah, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the Shajaratul Mar'una, Shajaratul Zakkum. And what is the Shajaratul Zakkum? That its roots are from the fire of Jahannam, and then the head of it, the top of it, is like the heads of snakes. And of course it has an unacceptable, an intolerable taste that the people of Jahannam will have to taste. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam received the ayah, and when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the Shajaratul Zakkum, then Abu Jahl began to make a mockery of it. His idea was that how in a fire a green tree can grow. How can a fire sustain a tree? How can a tree sustain itself in the fire? And he began to make a mockery of it. That mockery intensified when somebody heard Abu Jahl making a mockery. So he said the Zakkum actually is not a tree in Jahannam, but it is dates, khajur and butter. The Arabs used to have a delicacy, they used to have a dessert made of dates and butter. So he said it was dates and butter. So Abu Jahl now intensifies his mockery. He has this dates and butter made up, cooked up, prepared, and he begins to give the people in Makkah, and he says to them, this is that Zakkum that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is speaking about. Again, this was a trial, but they did not accept this miracle of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Quran, in the Quran, that Allah ta'ala speaks about it. Wa nukhawwifuhum, and we threaten them, we frighten them, we create in them a sense of fear. But what happens? فَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا طُغْيَانًا كَبِيرًا. It does not increase within them but their insolence, their arrogance and their opposition to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.